Good afternoon. Welcome to the Eco News Report. I'm Dan Ayersman, Programs Manager for the North Coast Environmental Center, and for the next half hour, I will be your host for this week's show. The Eco News Report is an exclusive feature of KHSU brought to you by the North Coast Environmental Center, publisher of our regional environmental newspaper, Eco News. Don't forget, you can find this show and other KHSU public affairs shows on the audio archives page at khsu.org. You can also find this show on the NEC's website at yournec.org. Before I introduce my guests, I wanted to make a few quick announcements. First, the NEC is currently gearing up for the Coastal Cleanup Day on Saturday, September 15th, whereupon tens of thousands of volunteers from around the world will gather to pick up trash from our beaches and inland waterways. We're still seeking site captains and volunteers who want to keep our region's beaches and watersheds clean. To volunteer, you can call the NEC at 822-6918. Or you can email me at dan@yournec.org. You can also sign up online at our website. We're also preparing for the All Species Parade on Sunday, September 16th, on the Plaza de Narcata as part of the North Country Fair. In celebration of All Species, the NEC is hosting a series of mask-making workshops in collaboration with Synapsis and local artist Allison Reed. You can find the details on our website or look for the flyers around town. Also, one other event to mention coming up on October 25th, 7 p.m. at the Arcata Playhouse. We'll be hosting the All Species Masquerade and Costume Ball with our special guests Kindred Spirits, Sour Mash Hug Band, and our local DJ friends. You can find those details as well as they come up in the near future. Today we'll be talking with our guests Deborah B. Gerzik-Blum and Patty Johnson of Scrap Humboldt and the Scrap USA program. Thanks to both of you for being on the Eco News Report today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, first off, give us a little background into what is creative reuse and maybe a little background into the Scrap USA program.
So creative reuse is reusing objects and kind of transforming them maybe from their original intended purpose into something else. So we're big proponents of reusing things, period. But creatively reusing is an extra bonus by transforming them. SCRAP is a program, or it's a nonprofit in Portland, Oregon, and SCRAP stands for the School and Community Reuse Action Project. They're a nonprofit, and our mission is to inspire creative reuse and environmentally sustainable behavior by providing educational programs and affordable materials to the community. SCRAP in Portland started the SCRAP USA program about 2 years ago, and they started one in Washington, D.C., and one in Michigan, Traverse City, Michigan. So those were the two kind of trial areas. So they wanted to do one in D.C. It's a huge city. It's the nation's capital. There's lots of waste and materials that can be reclaimed and reused. And then they wanted to just do one in Michigan to kind of do a smaller community to see what that would be like.
What size is the... is the Michigan site?
Traverse City, Michigan. Google it. I don't know. I don't know how big it is, but it's small. And so recently they added a third location, which is in Denton, Texas, which is outside of Dallas. I met the executive director of SCRAP 2 years ago at the first National Creative Reuse Conference and learned about her program and kind of was really interested in it. And we have been working for the past year and a half to become part of the SCRAP network. We wanted to join a national movement. We're such a small community in this kind of isolated region, and to join this national movement is really exciting and really, really inspiring to be able to bring it to Humboldt County. There's a creative reuse center called SCRAP in San Francisco that is unrelated but same mission. Mm-hmm. There's an East Bay Depot for creative reuse in Oakland, and then there's SCRAP in Portland. So now we're kind of on the map and this trail of creative reuse centers.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's super exciting. And you mentioned Humboldt County as being an island. We talk about that a lot here on the program with energy and definitely our waste and debris that comes up in the county. And we are very much isolated here. And so it's great to see programs such as this that really makes another venue for these resources to be utilized and not be tossed away wherever away is.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, Dan, I feel like reuse is one of the three R's that we often teach school kids. Reduce, reuse, recycle, that's breezed over.
Mm-hmm.
And we limit it to not just, but to the disposable coffee cup or the reusable coffee mug or the reusable water bottle or reusing the jam jar for leftovers. And we're just suggesting that maybe things can be repurposed in a whole new way, to rethink reuse in a more creative way that sort of adds more value to the item, to the discard. Therefore, it not only helps us to rethink and reimagine those things, you know, we're using all kinds of creative skills and our problem-solving skills, and just we want to empower people to really think of creative use in those ways, as well as the traditional way.
Exactly. And that seems like a great, great link and a great asset in the county here, looking at both the artist ways to involve other people, ways to involve the youth and get people excited about ways we can reuse. So give us a little history about where you got the idea, why you decided to link up with Scrap USA, and what brought you to decide to start a scrap venture here in our rural county.
I grew up in Humboldt, born and raised, left for college, moved away, traveled, and I was living in San Francisco, and I was teaching art and working with youth in San Francisco, and I would use the creative reuse centers there all the time, looking for materials, looking for random things that I could use with the kids to kind of inspire them, and it was a great resource, a great asset. And so I moved back home to Humboldt, to Arcata, and had a really hard time finding a job working with youth and teaching art like I could in San Francisco really easily. And so being back here, it was around the time where the Arcata Recycling Center was having issues, and I thought that a creative reuse center would be a great asset here. And so kind of started doing research and started looking into these kind of models. And I ended up attending the First National Creative Reuse Conference in North Carolina. And the keynote speaker was Garth Johnson, who is a College of the Redwoods professor. And he authored a book called 1,000 Images of Creative Reuse. And so he is a great lecturer, also reuses material in his own art, and invited me to attend. And that kind of started my research into all of the different models that exist in the U.S. and the world, really, and looking at kind of what would be the most appropriate in Arcata. When I met the women from Scrap, it seemed like their model was the perfect fit. They really are interested in supporting educators and teachers. They work with youth. They work with older generations. They're all about kind of creating environmental stewardship and sustainable behaviors. And they also are interested in economic development. I created this project because I wanted a job and I wanted to create jobs. And by doing this, we can also provide materials and inspiration for other people to create their own jobs. Hmm. It's a huge topic that's happening right now in Humboldt, around the world. Yeah. And it seemed like a really perfect fit.
No, that's great.
Yeah, and I had met Tabora while I was working for the Arcata Community Recycling Center. I was the education specialist for the past 4 years before the closure in February of this year. And I was so inspired by her idea to have this creative reuse center that spoke directly to artists and teachers and to the everyday crafter. It sort of brought reuse to changed it from, say, the thrift store, you know, depot items that Arcata Recycling Center had. But unfortunately, at the time, of course, Arcata Recycling Center was really engulfed in their transition to the dual stream processing center and really didn't have the energy or the wherewithal to run with Tabora's idea or to help nurture it. But it was always on my mind and on the back burner of my mind. So last year, when things were starting to fade there at Arcata Recycling Center, I contacted Tabora and said, where are you at with this? Is it still simmering? Let's see what we can do with this idea. And Tabora and myself and one other partner, Spring Garrett, who's a local artist, repurposes ties and used to be the volunteer coordinator for the Natural History Museum and was just passionate about creative reuse as well. We all got together and we've been really giving this a tremendous, enormous amount of time and energy since about October of last year.
Huh. Well, you mentioned the recycling center, and that's an interesting connection with the North Coast Environmental Center.
Right.
Having started that years and years ago, and
right.
It's sad to see that go. But it's really amazing to see kind of that tradition carrying forward and another era of recycling to a certain degree.
Exactly. Yeah. 21st century way.
Exactly.
<You know?
laughs> And it reminds me of the film Wasteland. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's a great film.
It's beautiful. Amazing.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is, of course.
Gives me goosebumps.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. That was one of the most empowering films that I've seen. And this is dealing with one of the world's largest dumps in the world.
Right.
And World Twice, of course, has to be in there. But really encourage folks to check that film out. And it really brings to light how important these issues are and how it can tie the community to get together. So I did want to get specifically, why is this program so important? I mean, we talk about waste diversion, but why is the program important throughout the world, but also specifically to Humboldt County?
Well, we throw away about 4.4 pounds of garbage a day. That's right off the Humboldt Waste Management Authority website. You know, right now we are, unfortunately, with the demise of Arcata Community Recycling Center, I personally feel like people are not really that aware of where our garbage goes anymore, and they're detached from the recycling even. And so that lack of education and information isn't out there about that. So with that comes a tendency to be a little laissez-faire about our waste. And I feel like this project will help bring it again to the forefront of our minds, to say, you know, we have all these everyday odds and ends that we discard, and all of these materials, if we really think about it for a minute and pause, and everybody really think about this with me for a minute, everything has its origins from the earth, every single thing. So that all those every single little bits of things that we throw away had that origin in the earth. And so if we could find a way to repurpose them and creatively reuse them, then we are saving just that little bit more of those things coming from the earth. And so if we could keep just practicing that with people and helping them to realize that, that's from my heart why I think this project is so important. In addition to the fact that our garbage is being trucked out of the county, 204 miles to Oregon, White City, Oregon, 125 miles or so to Anderson, California, you know, as much as 5,000 trucks a year. If we could minimize that, all of those little pressures that we put on the earth, if we could minimize all those little pressures we put on the earth, then we are doing so much for helping this planet to survive and ourselves to survive. If the planet's healthy, then everybody's healthy.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I think that creative reuse really is, we're looking to transform that throwaway culture. And I've traveled extensively around the world, and I actually have my background's in photography, and I have a photo series of images of how other cultures around the world reuse materials, and it's amazing how resourceful and how little is thrown away in other places. And for me, creative reuse is about teaching problem solving and empowering people. And if you have a problem and you can kind of solve it by the materials that are around you rather than actually having to go out and purchase something, then you're empowered. All of a sudden you have a whole set of skills and you feel confident that you can do anything. It's really about, and that's what creativity is for me as well, is problem solving, you know, answering a question and really discovering how to do something yourself. I know we have CCAD at Humboldt State, which is such a great resource, and the engineering program that they have there. And so we feel like this is such a natural fit in Humboldt to bring scrap here.
And so who at this point is involved, and who do you anticipate involving as you move forward?
Yeah, so we've been working with a lot of local entities and nonprofits. Our main kind of staff is myself, Patty, and then Spring Garrett, who's our volunteer director. And we have been working in Humboldt for a number of years in a variety of fields. We also have an advisory board, the local advisory board, which is made up of teachers, artists, entrepreneurs, environmental
advocates, business owners,
business owners, makers. Mm-hmm. So we have this network of people that are already supportive of this concept. We're partnering in the beginning of October an event with the city of Arcata and with Humboldt State. And so we've been working with the cities. We had an event last year with Friends of the Dunes and the City of Eureka and with Humboldt Waste Management Authority. And so we really see us as trying to breathe something positive and exciting into this reuse movement that has been going on since the beginning of time. Garth Johnston has a great lecture on the history of creative reuse, and it goes back to the Romans and all these ancient civilizations where they would reuse materials constantly. And so we see this as nothing really that new. It's just kind of this new development of this concept. And so we're looking to engage with as many different types of organizations and groups and people as possible, because it really applies to everyone.
Well, that's super exciting.
Yeah.
Did you have anything to add there, Patty?
Yeah, just that Tabora sort of hit the nail on the head, because I just really, my focus is the whole community, and to really just bring in all ages and all demographic groups and as much as possible to share with them this concept and to provide them skills, you know, how to reuse items and to just rethink those throwaways.
And the rural communities as well. I think that because we are more focused in Arcata, and Eureka, because it's a larger population, the rural communities have just as much of a need for this type of thing, especially appropriating materials and reusing them in different ways. It's so such a necessary and original kind of fit.
Exactly. That's great. So and that ties in, the connections there really ties into the upcoming Coastal Cleanup Day. And before the show, we had talked a little bit about if you saw any linkage there to potential creative reuse of the debris that's found out. I mean, we do separate the trash and recycling, but this seems like it would take it another step for projects that could come out of this. So do you see any opportunity there? And do you have thoughts for the creative expression through the marine debris?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, no, it depends on what is found, but I've seen a number of artists and projects happen around marine debris, and especially in the UN environmental conference that happened in Rio this year, there was an amazing kind of sculptural installations that were put on the beaches that were unbelievable. And so I would love to do something like that here.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
I would as well. And when I worked for the Arcata Community Recycling Center, I helped spearhead the project with the Arcata Elementary School, where we had a marine debris art installation with Maureen Gary. And that was all spawned because of trash that I had picked up on the beaches of Samoa every day when I had lunch. And so that wasn't the trash that the youth used, but the whole idea was, you know, spawned from that. And so absolutely, I have been wanting to do something big and like Trinidad and with the schools, and just so that the tourists who come to visit from out of the area and just everyone, it brings awareness to that subject of marine debris. So I am so on board.
That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
It seems like there's plenty of opportunities.
Yeah.
And look forward to working
yes.
more on those yep. issues.
Yeah, good. Us too.
You mentioned before the show your work with Zero Waste Humboldt. And I know that's a very new program that's getting kicked off in Humboldt County, and just wondered if you could talk a little bit about that and the potential connection with your project.
Yeah, we're really excited to be working with Zero Waste Humboldt. It's an organization that is involved with a number of different people that really want Humboldt County and the planning committees to work ahead towards a zero waste goal. So we're not saying that we're zero waste now, but eventually working towards a zero waste goal for the whole county. So the organization is just trying to bring awareness to that, and we're part of that, bringing the reuse element into it. Also, the creative reuse movement, along with the kind of do-it-yourself movement and the creative movement and the maker movement and all these other kind of national cultures that are happening in bigger cities in San Francisco and Portland and other areas. It's positive. It's something exciting. It's something really fun, you know, taking what could be trash or recycling and transforming it into something else is really fun. And it's educational. So it's making this, you know, this kind of maybe a boring topic or something that most people maybe aren't interested in, or recycling's not for me. One of our advisory board members came to our first meeting and was like, I don't recycle. I'm just going to tell you guys this. I do not recycle. And by the end of she's been with us now for 4 or 5 months, she recycles. It took her going to New York City and seeing the amount of trash on the streets of New York to really make her see the difference of, you know, just kind of recycling and reusing things and being a little bit more aware. So it is about bringing kind of this positive energy to something that has been, you know, it's been really hard for a lot of people involved in the recycling and the waste management arenas this past year in Humboldt County. Really challenging. A lot of really intense issues that have been being kind of brought to the forefront. And so we're trying to bring back some kind of a different energy to it.
Right. Yeah. And we're really hoping to support schools too, and teachers, and just help them keep the classroom rich and creative as well. So they could come to us eventually. We'll have a location with supplies that they could come pick up for relatively nothing, you know. That's one of our goals.
With the budget cuts and state cuts. I was a teacher. I've been a teacher. Right. And it's really hard to supply your classroom with when you have your classroom numbers are growing and you have all these you know, materials that you need. It becomes really challenging with no budget at all. So we're really excited to be able to support these other educators. Mm-hmm. And Patty mentioned that we are accepting donations. We have a storage unit at the Arcata Bay Self-Storage that was donated to us by Geraldine. It was amazing. Highly recommend renting there. And so we are accepting donations by appointment. And you can email us, contact us on Facebook. We're at Scrap Humboldt on Facebook. And our email is tabora@scraphumboldt or education@scraphumboldt.org. And so we are accepting donations. We'll have a materials list online of the items. And we are going to be doing a pop-up store in November, which is a temporary storefront to kind of give an idea. It's also something that's been happening in other communities, but to give an idea of what we're working towards. Because we are a brand new nonprofit, we don't have any money. So we're trying to be creative on how we approach our kind of projects. And so this pop-up store concept is a temporary storefront. We'll be doing it the month of November to offer products that are upcycled, kind of capitalize on the holiday gift season with projects that are upcycled and support local artists who make things out of upcycled materials, as well as offering raw materials and workshops for people to make their own gifts.
All right.
And it kind of also breathes some new life into these empty storefronts.
So yeah.
It's a whole new idea, kind of, you know, we're using it real quick. And
So how does that work out? Are they're vacant storefronts at this point?
Right.
And they can happen for any amount, a certain amount of time?
It's just that the landlord, you know, is willing to have something in there for a temporary amount of time. It's better than nothing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, that's great.
Yeah.
So how long would those go on?
Well, ours is for 1 month.
We're going to do 1 month. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then do you see that continuing in other places around the county?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, we would love to have, our ideal goal is to have a permanent location and be able to accept materials and teach workshops. And we have a place where people can donate the Altoid tins that they can't recycle and they've been hoarding in their shoeboxes in their garage or something. And they can donate them and other people can, you know, reuse them. So that's our goal.
Are you looking for any particular region in the county?
Anywhere that's affordable.
Uh-huh. So this is a good
and or
plug.
Free.
We like Arcata. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. We like Arcata. We like to work with, you know, Humboldt State and the schools that are local. But, you know, we're a new entity. So we have no illusions about what it takes to start a nonprofit or a business in general. And there are a lot of empty storefronts. And so
to our listeners, either for the pop-up events or for longer term, there might be an in out there for you.
Right. Yeah. We have Humboldt is really great right now with this locavore movement and local eating. And so we're kind of thinking about this in a way like that, you know, local shopping and local creating, really using our waste materials to create things that are new, but keeping it really locally centralized. Yeah. We're such a supportive community. And that's what's so beautiful about this project is that we can engage with everyone around here. But, you know, it always goes hand in hand.
Uh-huh. So what are some of the materials? I mean, we've talked a lot about the logistics and the program, but what materials do you like to utilize and what end results do you like to see?
Good question. Well, we have all kinds of things that we'll collect. I mean, pretty much any random plastics, metals, woods, any craft supplies, all fabrics and notions, yarns, any, you know, art supplies. I recently made a windsock out of a cat litter bag, a woven cat litter bag. It came out fabulous.
It's really amazing.
Turned 12-ounce coffee bags into wallets. Mm-hmm. I've made earrings out of plastic yogurt cups. I mean, the possibilities are actually really endless.
with
most supplies. I mean, I think that we would shy away from paints that are old and, you know, your standard adhesives that are maybe toxic, but you know, crafting and artistry does require a certain amount of that as well, though, adhesives and mediums. So, you know, we don't want to say no to everything, but But really, the possibilities are pretty endless.
Yeah, we've gotten bags of wine corks, and the metal champagne cages and Altoid tins are great. Mm-hmm. Lots of people use those for everything. Exactly. They're so wonderful to use. Teachers really look for anything from, you know, half a notepad of paper. It becomes really valuable for someone who would normally have to spend money on it, can actually use it, students especially. I know Humboldt State has the Rose and Wrap programs, but we have boxes of paper clips and folders. And with the closure of St. Mary's School, they donated a lot of materials to us from that. And we also have materials from the Ink People with their closing of their facility. So it really becomes really random and kind of this treasure hunt. But a lot of the materials that people hate throwing away and end up holding on to are the ones that are exactly the ones that we want to collect. One of our favorite things we've been getting donations of are old trophies. And so we have been upcycling them and giving them out as awards. And maybe at the All Species Ball, we can have an award for the best upcycled species costume. You can get your own custom-made, repurposed, awesome trophy you can have on your mantle.
One of a kind.
Yeah.
Right. You mentioned the Rose and Wrap program, and for our listeners and for people like myself that don't know what that is, could you describe that?
Rose is the office supply. They collect office supplies from Humboldt State and offer them up to students for free. Mm-hmm. And Wrap is their waste reduction and awareness program. And they're also kind of just about raising awareness and reducing waste on campus. So they're really great resources. And
they're in the Warren House. I know that. Because they have actually donated binders to us that they were just bursting out the seams with binders. And so they donated quite a few boxes to us to get out to teachers in the community to use. Because it's pretty much Wrap and Rose is limited to HSU students. So
one of those, sitting in the offices here and seeing all these jewel cases, you know, people are no longer listening to CDs or records or tapes or 8-tracks, or there's all these old kind of materials that kind of get phased out, and those things are great. We've been doing projects with jewel cases a lot and transforming them, working with youth, kind of reusing them because you can't recycle them and they just get thrown away, and there's millions.
And I have seen that taken to its extreme. I don't know if there was a recent, several folks have posted on Facebook recently a reuse project that involved stripping the book's spines and just putting like a fake bookshelf. And so there are projects like that can be taken a little far. If you could give the listeners a little recap of where they could find you, if people want to get involved, how they can get plugged in.
All right. Yeah. So we have a couple upcoming events. We're doing an event at the D Street Neighborhood Center on October 5th and 6th. October 5th, we're collecting donations. So any materials that there'll be a list on our website that people want to donate can be donated on October 5th. And then our event will be October 6th. It'll be kind of a costume making, costume box, clothing exchange event.
Could tie in well with the
All Species Ball, October 25th. Absolutely. And we're also doing a call for artists. So if there are artists and artisans or anyone who makes things out of reused, recycled materials, we are looking for people to be involved with our pop-up store and to sell their wares there and really highlight what they're doing. We can be found on the World Wide Web. We are scraphumboldt.org, scraphumboldt.wordpress, facebook.com/scraphumboldt, scraphumboldt on Twitter. It's all scraphumboldt in some various form. the scrap website is scrappdx.org, and they're a great resource. And all the other Scrap USA programs are on there as well.
All right. Well, it's really great to have you both with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's a really exciting project and really hope to see that take off.
Absolutely.
All right.
Awesome.
Well,
thanks, Dan.
Perfect. This has been the Eco News Report. My name is Dan Erisman, and I've been your host for the past half hour. My guests today have been Tabora B. Grzyk-Blum and Patty Johnson of Scrap Humboldt. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call KHSU's listener comment line at 826-6089. If you'd like to replay this interview or share it with others, you can go to the public affairs page on the KHSU website at khsu.org, where these programs will be archived for 2 weeks after they air. Previous shows are posted on the North Coast Environmental Center's website at yournec.org. The EcoNews Report is produced for KHSU, located at Humboldt State University, in cooperation with the North Coast Environmental Center. Many thanks to Fred McLaughlin for engineering. Join us again next Thursday at 1:30 here on KHSU for the EcoNews Report.